the porch, and I asked her, well, what should I use to sweep it with? And he said, well, you can go get the
broom.
Mm-hmm. And if I didn't know where the broom was, and say it was over there in the corner there,
mm-hmm.
he'd say the broom is
in the broom closet.
In the broom closet. Well, if it was
in the corner, it was in the corner there behind the door.
Behind the door, okay. And when you were younger, were there certain days that you did certain chores, like on Monday, Mother would do the
dishes.
The dishes. Were there special days, like one day for the washing and one day for the ironing?
Yeah, usually on Monday, my mother washed.
Mm-hmm.
Wash on Monday. And now, Wednesday was ironing. Saturday, you know, housekeeping.
Okay. If your house had two floors, and we wanted to get from the first floor to the second floor, we'd go up the
stairs.
Okay. And you told me that the house you grew up in had a big porch on it.
Yeah, big, big, huge porch.
And did you ever have any other word for that than just porch? Are there different kinds of porches?
Well, I'll tell you what they call them at that day about a kid. That's going to be funny.
Tell me. This must be really funny.
Now, I didn't know no better then, but they used to call them the pies.
Mm-hmm. That was when I was supposed to ask you about. Mm-hmm. Is there a special name for a porch that is in front of your house, but also kind of goes around the side like an L shape?
Now I tell you, I've got one on the side of mine, and
There's no particular name?
No particular name for mine. I always just call mine the car porch, you know, because I use my car over there too. But we sit around a lot too, you know. So,
if somebody has a porch on the upstairs of their house, it's usually a pretty small porch. You might call that a
sun porch.
Mm-hmm. And if the porch was enclosed, is there a difference or is there a special name for one that's enclosed, sometimes with glass, sometimes with
screened
in? Mm-hmm. Okay. Open and you wanted it closed, you'd say to me, would you go in?
Shut the door.
Mm-hmm. If you were being real polite to me, would you say, shut the door?
Please.
Please shut the door. Okay. What would you call the boards on the outside of a wooden house that they overlap like that? Do you have a name for boards that do that way?
Weatherboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's pretend that you're out of milk, and you say to yourself, well, I'll have to get in the car and blank to town to get some milk.
And drive to town.
Mm-hmm. And you get home and somebody says, well, we're out of bread, too. And you say, I'm not driving back into town for bread, too. I've already blank into town.
I've already been to town. I've already driven.
Okay. And the next day you tell a friend, my family made me blank into town twice for bread and milk.
My family made me drive into town twice for bread and milk.
Okay. When you drew me the little floor plan of your home, you said that your bathroom was outside. Do you have a special name for that? And the bathroom was outside of the house?
In that time, they called it a toilet. They didn't say cook. Some people would say, like, let's go to the closet. They said, let's go out to the toilet.
Okay.